USA soccer superfan Nicholas Ivanyuk. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's where you watch the games at the Highbury, right? A bar in Milwaukee?
You got it.
And I believe I can go to the website and see a particular tattoo that you have on your body, correct?
Yes, one of many, but yes.
Is that tattoo spelled correctly, Nicholas?
I should hope so.
And what does it say?
It says, don't tread on me.
And this is all in honor of your support of the USA soccer or football team that's making its way through the World Cup tournament, right?
It is. It's partly for the U.S. team in general, and also I moved to Milwaukee about 2 years ago, and since then it's been an interesting run for me here with all my friends and meeting new people and stuff, and it's also a commemoration of this particular team who's one of the main campaigns for it has been the Don't Tread on Me thing from, obviously, the Revolutionary War, and especially since because the first match was against England,
right.
It was kind of a really big push by both Nike and U.S. soccer.
So you're kind of a historian, Nicholas Ivanyuk. That's why you wear the Captain America outfit all the time?
That was actually purchased for the opening game against England. I literally just bought that like 2 weeks ago and got it like the day before the actual match.
Well, I love it.
But I have been to matches like the Gold Cup in Chicago, World Cup qualifiers in Chicago and Los Angeles, and there actually been a couple guys, like more than a handful of people, actually wearing that same exact costume. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something fun for the opening match against England. And I went ahead and purchased that. My friends just, I mean, when I got there, they just ate it up. They went crazy for it.
Well, Nicholas, I love your spirit. And is there anything you won't do to show that you're a super fan for the, I mean, I notice you're not in South Africa. I mean, that's a little bit of a problem. But what? So you'll do anything?
I'm sure if someone posed some extreme situation, I may or may not say yes. But in all honesty, my fanaticism personally is probably secondary to people in other countries. Like, I mean, in the U.S., it's still a burgeoning sport as far as the national game. I mean, it's the most played game in the United States as far as, you know, just right, but population-wise, more so than baseball. I mean, everyone plays soccer as a kid. But as far as my fanaticism goes, I mean, I'd probably pale in comparison to a 10-year-old in Brazil.
That is true. I mean, that is, in fact, true. And Nicholas Ivanyuk is a USA soccer super fan, but Edward Hurd, who also joins us for this segment, is a psychology professor at the Indiana University in Bloomington. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, sir.
So, you know, one of the great things about the World Cup is seeing the fans and what they do. It's part nationalism. It's part obsession with individual team members. There's rituals. There's special kinds of language. How psychologically do people get involved with sports? And is there anything they won't do?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of things that to keep us enthralled with sports. I think the beauty of the sport, I think the competition, all those kinds of things are things that draw us to it. But the allegiance that we feel to our teams is something that really in some ways transcends us as individuals and allows us to really feel a part of something that's beyond ourselves. So, I mean, how far you need to go to be able to evidence to other people how strongly committed you are to your team is a matter of personal choice and preference, but it's certainly something that for many of us we feel is an important part of ourselves and our identity.
But Edward, should we be worried if somebody is a super fan and they're getting themselves tattooed, should as their girlfriend, wife, or parent should be concerned?
Well, I mean, I think that there's some constraints. Obviously, there are other aspects of our identity beyond our sports allegiance and fanship that also have to be attended to and be important parts of who we are. But during our watching of the game and our enjoyment of that or our attention to that experience and stuff, I think that in some ways to get involved in that, especially in connection with other people, is something that really does bind us together with others and make us feel a part of something that is really special.
And I think we want to explore and celebrate that binding force this morning on The Takeaway. If you're a super fan and can explain your behaviors and tell us the story of the impact it has on your life, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Super fans, you don't have to be super fans of The Takeaway to call. All you need to do is just to tell us your team and what you've done, how much face paint you've put on your face. Nicholas Ivanyuk, you know, Edward Hurd makes a sweet point. We should celebrate your sort of binding celebratory energy, But you work at a bar. I mean, you could give yourself a mohawk, right, and paint something on your face, and no one would care, correct?
I'm sure the patrons wouldn't care. My boss probably would be pretty upset about that. and personally, on a personal note, I went to Purdue University, so I'm not sure how much stock I'm taking in Indiana University professor's word on this.
Although he was pretty supportive, Professor Hood.
I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
But again, they're your fandom, just sort of leaking out.
I was going to say, but it also kind of segues into saying, I mean, Purdue IU. That's in college. That's one of the biggest rivalries as far as basketball, especially in the state of Indiana and basketball.
Let's let Professor Hurt share here for a moment. All right, Professor.
Yeah, well, he's absolutely correct. I mean, it is during basketball season we cannot have anything to do with any Boilermakers and things like that. You got to sustain your allegiance there and be loyal to your side, but you know, it's sometimes I think for World Cup and stuff we can set those things aside and be Americans first and put our individual other sports alliances to the side.
Although I think nationalism is something of a cover. I mean, I remember when I lived in Washington, people would wear pig faces in celebration of the front line of the Washington Redskins, the Hogs. And, you know, I used to see them at the stadium and wonder, well, what do they do on the job site? And then I realized when I would go to buy a sandwich for lunch, there were people with pig faces on. Nobody cares if you wear a pig face on the job when the team's doing well in Washington. What's that about psychologically, Edward?
Well, I think, I mean, you know, we want emblems, we want things to demonstrate our allegiance, and I mean, we can do that through, I mean, the most innocuous ways many of us do it is to wear a cap or wear a jersey or things like that that identify us with the team, but everybody has their own unique aspects of ways they want to set themselves apart, and I think as our friend said, if you want to be considered a super fan or a more allegiant or somebody who's even the more loyal person with the team and things, you know, obviously you want to do things that right. individuate yourself beyond that and sort of set you apart from your typical fan, maybe somebody who thinks more fair weather, maybe somebody who's not as committed as yourself.
All right, Edward Hurt, psychology professor at Indiana University in Bloomington, being supportive of all you super fans out there. And Professor, thanks so much for joining us. Nicholas, let's finish it off with you. Let's say Team USA makes it to the finals, okay? Settle down, pal. They make it to the finals, okay? Let's say it's against England or Brazil. Let's say Brazil, all right? That would be a huge match. What would your outfit be? Just dress yourself for that game for me right now.
It would be the same thing I wore the first day with Captain America, a couple scarves, my American Outlaws bandana, my flag, and, I mean, we played in the Confederation Cup final last year, so I know what it's like, but this is the world stage, and that would probably be, I really can't even describe the feeling, because I wouldn't know. We've never made it past a quarter, so that would be my hope. Hopefully, you guys
come back. You wouldn't add a tattoo or anything, or a nose ring or something?
If they want, well, I already have, like, a Manchester United tattoo, a White Sox tattoo, and they won the World Series.
Okay.
I'm a sports guy, so I'd probably add a World Cup emblem.
There's no space left on his skin.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, you know, you need an editor there, and let's just hope all those tattoos are spelled correctly, okay?
I'll have to take care of that.
Nicholas Ivanyuk, a USA Soccer super fan who works at the Highbury Bar in Milwaukee, where you can see him serving drinks and watching the games at the World Cup tournament. Thanks so much, Nick.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
And we'd love to get your pictures of your super fandom, and maybe your stories of fandom could be crossing the line, but what about fan superstitions? Let's get all of those stories at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.